One Child at a Time by Joy McLean. Hear the Word of God. O Lord, what is man that you care for him? The Son of Man that you think of him? Man is like a breath, his days are like a fleeting shadow. Psalm 144, verses 3 and 4.
Days melt into years incredibly fast. Our days are numbered. There are only so many Saturdays in my life, so many sunsets and full moons. What I choose to do with my days and the impact I choose to have can make a bigger difference than we might think. One child, one life at a time. The impact on that life, the restored and redeemed orphan, has a ripple effect that we will most likely never see this side of heaven. The impact on those watching you as you go through the adoption process, the impact as you deal with the authorities, the orphanage, or minister to the birth mother, the impact on your heart as God teaches you to trust in Him, teaches you to lean on Him, and surrender to Him is immeasurable. What if you choose to fill your days with runny noses, spills on the kitchen table, read aloud books, rocking sleepy babies, kissing skinned knees, giving unconditional love to your child? What if you put your career on hold, empty your bank account, have less leisure time, and take a leap of faith into the land of caring for the fatherless? What if you thought that one life, no matter how brief, is worth any sacrifice? We might like the idea of adoption more than adoption itself. We might like the thought of rescuing and restoring more than we are willing to do the rescuing. We might like the idea of sacrifice more than we are willing to do so. We are not all called to adopt. We can help in other ways, by sharing in the financial burden, by helping a family who has said yes to adoption in practical ways, by devoting time and prayer for the needs. There are so many creative ways that we can serve the orphan. But what if you are willing, and what if you do choose to adopt? With millions of children suffering, can it really make a difference with one child? To that one child, it certainly does. Over the course of time, think of all the millions of souls that have walked the earth. In comparison to the big picture, my life doesn't even register on the human radar screen. Yet Christ gave Himself up for me and made Himself known to me in a very intimate and personal way. I have the opportunity to make some kind of impact on this world, my one life, living one day at a time, one child, one life at a time. What do you choose to do with your days?